The Extra Pack of Peanuts Travel Podcast, Episode 69. The world's longest nonstop flight goes between Sydney and Dallas, covers a distance of 8,575 miles, and takes over 16 hours. That's a long time to just be eating peanuts.
One, two, three. I'll show you Paris in the morning. I'll show you London afternoon. If you feel your Dublin heart is burning, then well, you don't have to worry, 'cause we're going there soon. And you don't have to worry, 'cause we're going there soon.
Hello, travel nerds, and welcome to the Extra Pack of Peanuts Travel Podcast, the show that'll help you travel more while spending less. I'm your host, Travis Sherry, and whether this is your first time listening, hello, newbies, or you've listened to every single one of our 60 episodes and counting, we're happy that you're tuning in today, and thanks for making us the number one rated travel podcast on iTunes. We are right in the heart of podcast gluttony right now, and if you don't know what I mean, we are releasing an episode every single weekday, Monday through Friday, for the entire month of September. So if you like what we're doing and you want to keep having five shows a week, let us know. You can shoot me an email at trav@extrapackofpeanuts.com. Of course, you can subscribe on iTunes. You can leave us a review on iTunes, anything like that. And if you like the podcast gluttony idea, if you like the formats that we've been throwing out there, if you like having more podcasts every single week, then let us know and we'll continue doing it. So your feedback is essential in this. Let us know what you think about podcast gluttony. If you've listened to this podcast before or you've read the Extra Pack of Peanuts website, you know that I'm a huge proponent of packing and only a carry-on, but I understand not everyone can or wants to travel that way. So today's list is items that you should always put in your carry-on to make your flight much more enjoyable, regardless of whether you're only traveling with a carry-on or whether you have 10 other bags that you're checking. And we're already breaking our own rules. Usually on the top 10 list episode, Heather and I give you each 5 items for a total of 10. But today we're going to give you some bonuses. We're going to give you 20 things that you should always bring in your carry-on. And at the end, we're going to tell you our perfect travel outfit. I bet you can guess who came up with that idea. You ready to do this, Heth?
Yeah, let's hit it.
Okay, I am going to start us off with number 20 because I can see myself doing this, although it hasn't happened yet. But number 20, the thing that you should always put on your carry-on is your passport or ID. So make sure that you do not put this in your checked bag or else you're going to be in a lot of trouble when you get to security wherever it is that you're going. Like I said, luckily, I've never done this. Heth, you've never done this, but I have heard a lot of stories of people throwing that in their checked bag, then it going off, and them having a lot of problems through security. So number 20, your passport or your ID.
Number 19, I know this sounds simple, but a pack of gum. If you forget your toothbrush, it's a handy helper when you wake up after a long nap. And it also can help when you chew gum when the plane is taking off with the altitude.
All right. Number 18 is going to be a phone charger. And the reason I mention this is because as of right now, usually in economy class, you can't charge your phone on most flights, but you can in business, you can in first usually, and you can also obviously charge it when you're in the airport. So I always make sure to put my phone charger, maybe other electronic chargers as well, but definitely the phone charger in my carry-on so that I can plug that in and make sure that I have some sort of battery when I get to where I'm going.
Number 17, mainly just for women, but a scarf. That way, if you get chilly, you can wrap it around you or you can use it as a pillow.
Where guys could wear a scarf if they wanted. Number 16 is a Moleskine notebook and pen. So I never understood why everyone carried around Moleskine notebooks. I heard that people always said they loved Moleskine notebooks until I got one. They're just great little notebooks, very durable, the perfect size to fit in your pocket. So I always make sure I have a Moleskine notebook and pen with me in my carry-on. You never know when you're going to have to write down information, when you have ideas come into your head, like I'm constantly having new ideas, you want to write something down. So I always put a Moleskine notebook and pen into my carry-on.
I've actually heard a lot of people like to travel journal when they're coming home from a flight. So it is always a good idea to have a notebook. And I don't usually do that. So it's something I'm going to start doing. Number 15 for me is healthy snacks. I absolutely hate hate eating airplane food. And if I don't have a snack with me, sometimes I just won't eat on the flight. So I usually try to pack some trail mix, maybe popcorn, an apple, something like that that I can munch on.
Yeah, and as most of you probably know, airport food is pretty expensive. So if you pack healthy snacks beforehand in bags, then you can bring it from home and save a lot of money. So a nice little tip there to just save money and not get gouged at the airport. Number 14 for me, speaking of getting gouged at the airport or on a plane, number 14 is little bottles of alcohol. So I don't usually like to drink on the plane anyway because I tend to sometimes get a little nauseous and motion sick. So adding alcohol into the mix isn't always a good thing for me to do. But what you can do, and a lot of people don't know this, is if you do want to drink on the airplane, you can buy those little tiny bottles of various alcohols from your liquor store, the 1.7 ounces. And you can actually, they're small enough that you can take them on the plane. What you have to do is you have to get a clear plastic bag. So you can get one of those quart Ziploc bags. You can actually shove 6 to 8 of those bottles of alcohol. If it's a long flight, maybe you'll need it. You could put them in a clear plastic bag and they are allowed to be brought on a plane. You can get through security with them as long as they are under the legal limit for amount of liquid that you can have. And they're in a clear plastic bag. You can actually bring your little Ziploc bag worth of alcohol onto the plane. Just make sure you don't drink it to excess in front of the flight attendants and stuff like that. Be a little bit on the sly, but you are allowed to bring it on.
Moving along with the liquid theme of the list, number 13 for me is bottled water. I hate waiting for the attendants to come along with the drink menu, and I like to just have the access to water the whole time because I like to stay hydrated. I know that bottled water is obscenely expensive at the airport, but it's the one thing I usually do buy, much to Trav's chagrin. And I usually splurge for Fiji water since it's only a dollar more than a Dasani at the airport.
One of the interesting things about bottled water is there are some countries that allow you to bring liquids in a bottle onto the plane through security. Japan was one of them. They had these really cool machines where you could put the bottle there and it would scan it to see if there's any weird things in it. And if there wasn't, you could actually bring liquids onto the plane through security with you. Not all countries allow that, but some of them will. And I don't understand, why does the ice always taste so weird on planes? So even though I hate when Heather spends a lot of money on bottled water, it definitely is way better than the ice water that they give you on the plane. My number 12 is going to be headphone splitters. This is especially important if you're part of a couple and you only have one laptop or something to watch a movie on. Definitely grab headphone splitters so that you can both listen to the movie instead of doing that weird one headphone in one ear, one headphone in your partner's ear. So headphone splitters, they're like $3. They're a lifesaver.
Number 11 for me is face lotion. I hate the dry air on a plane and I like to apply it midway through the flight and sometimes even right before we land.
Number 10, and this applies to guys and girls, but Heather will get into this a little later too, is a sweatshirt or sweater I love, or a fleece, a soft shell fleece, something like that. Just something that's going to keep you warm in the plane, because most of the times if you're going from a warm area to another warm area, you don't think about having something like this on the plane with you, but it'll get very, very cold on the plane. So I always bring a sweatshirt or my soft shell fleece with me.
Number 9 for me, I like to carry a wrap sweater. So there are a few options out there. On my lust wish would be a Michael Kors cashmere wrap sweater, since I haven't gotten that yet. Hint, hint, Travis. I usually bring my DKNY sweater. You can get it at the factory store or the retail store. Of course, the factory store is a little bit cheaper, but I wrap that around myself on flights. It usually keeps me pretty toasty, and it also looks good when you land as well.
And any of the specific items we talk about, we will be linking in the show notes. So if you guys want to see them or get the exact items we're talking about, those will be linked up in the show notes so you could buy them if you want to do exactly what we're doing. Flattery is great. Thanks, guys. Number 8 is headphones. Now, you see a lot of people on there with these big noise-canceling headphones. The Parrot Zeke ones are like the gold standard, but they're like $350. I would never spend that amount of money on headphones. Also, I find that the noise-canceling ones, those big ones, are great, but they're hard to fit in your bag and they take up a lot of room. So what I've actually always done is earbuds, and I've always gone with these very, very cheap earbuds. I've always been upset when I put them in and the sound's bad, or you know, you can still hear people around you very easily. But recently I have found great earbud headphones. They're called the Xiaomi Piston headphones. You can only get them in China. You can buy them on Amazon, have them shipped from China. The best part is they're only $25, and they work almost as well as the Bose noise canceling earbud headphones, which are like $200. So I got these a few months ago. I absolutely love them. I would recommend them to everyone. They give you about 80 to 90% of the performance of the Bose ones while being much, much cheaper. So again, we'll link that in the show notes, but always make sure you have some sort of headphones to watch movies, to listen to music, or whatever it is that you're going to be doing.
Number 7, a pair of good socks, whether they're cashmere or fleece, something to keep you extra cozy. Sometimes I bring an extra pair to put over my socks or if I'm wearing bare feet. It's a must-have on the plane. And if you have an extra pair, then you can walk around with them and not feel really gross going into the bathroom of the airplane.
Number 6 is sneakers or closed-toed shoes. Now, these aren't things you should bring in a carry-on. These are things that you would actually wear. I love wearing flip-flops and sandals all around all the time, but for me, I always wear sneakers or closed-toed shoes on the flight for a few reasons. One, it keeps my feet a lot warmer. And the second is, this might be crazy, but I'm always afraid that if something happens and I'm stuck there in flip-flops, I won't be able to run as fast, or I won't be able to move as quickly or have as much agility. So I always try to wear some sort of closed-toed shoes just in case of emergency. I know it might be a little crazy, but it makes me feel a lot better. And there have been times where we've landed and then we've had to run to our next gate, and I don't want to be flip-flopping around in those sandals. So I always try to wear closed-toed shoes.
Number 5 is Dramamine. Travis definitely gets some altitude sickness, and if the flight is especially turbulent, I can get very nauseous. So we try to always be prepared with something that can help us feel a little bit better and also knock us out if we're feeling sleepy but we can't quite fall asleep.
And I think sometimes we even bring Tylenol PM with us, right, Heth?
Yeah, or NyQuil, something like that.
Number 4 is going to be a laptop. I know not everyone will travel with it, but I love traveling with my laptop. A, I can get work done while I'm on the plane, especially on long flights. Some planes have Wi-Fi now that works sporadically well. Sometimes I've had really good Wi-Fi, sometimes I haven't. But really, the main point of bringing a laptop for me is so I can watch a movie or a TV show or something like that. So I make sure that my laptop is always charged and we have it queued up with TV shows or movies that we want to watch, because you never know what your entertainment options are going to be on plane. So I make sure that we have something there to use.
A little different for me at number 3 is an iPad. I prefer to have the iPad because I enjoy reading on the plane, and I have a lot of magazine subscriptions at home, and I don't feel like lugging those in my bag because it just makes it way too heavy. So I like that I can download my most recent magazines and some of my favorite books on the iPad. It's all in one spot, and it's great for when you land as well, because if you're sitting by the beach or you're in your hotel room on a rainy day, you've got your iPad all queued up.
I'm a sucker for those in-flight magazines, so I always find myself reading article after article, but iPad is a great call at any type of e-reader so that you're not stuck with those in-flight magazines if you don't like them. Number 2 and number 1 were both, when we made our own list, number 1 and number 2 on our separate list. So these are the most crucial things. If you don't have anything else, these are the two things I'd always tell you, make sure you have in a carry-on. It's going to make your life so much better. Number 2 is an eye mask. It doesn't matter what type of eye mask you get. There are some out there that are like $20, $30, $40, these crazy eye masks. You might want to pick one of them up. They are usually really, really good. But we just happen to have regular eye masks that we bought for like $5 at the airport, and we travel with them everywhere. It's definitely essential because you want to be able to block out the sun or the lights on in the airplane. It just helps you sleep so much easier. So number 2 for me, an eye mask. I can't travel without it ever again.
Number 1 is earplugs. Whether you listen to music or whether you just want to sleep without anything, earplugs are perfect for blocking out the engine noise and the cabin noise. I literally could not survive all these flights without them.
And believe it or not, there are some earplugs that I would say are better than others. They fit better. They're more comfortable. So we've recently been using the Heroes earplugs. You can Google that, H-E-A-R-O-S, if you want them, or we'll have that linked in the show notes. They just feel more comfortable when you're sleeping and don't feel very obtrusive. So those are our top 20 things that we always have on a flight with us. Now what we're going to do is we're going to give you our perfect travel outfit, what clothes we wear when we get on a plane and why we do that. So we might as well start off with the one who has much more fashion sense. Heather, what is your perfect travel outfit?
So when I travel, I always want to look somewhat fashionable and put together, no matter how long the flight is, if it's 3 hours or if it's 17 hours. So I usually start with a neutral palette, something that's gray, white, black, tan. That's always going to look chic and put together no matter what. I usually start with black pants, whether they're comfortable structured leggings or those new slouchy drapey pants that you've been seeing everywhere. Those are both really comfortable options. Then I add a white oversized t-shirt or tank top that's just going to be really comfortable. I almost always bring my gray wrap sweater, as I mentioned, that can double as a blanket. Then for shoes, I usually wear ballet flats if it's warm, or Chelsea or flat boots if it's cooler or wintertime. A scarf goes in my bag, which can double as a pillow. And then depending on the weather, a long coat, whether a trench coat or a wool coat. However, sometimes I switch it up. If you really love jeans and you have a really comfortable pair of jeans, I will wear skinny jeans with a drapey tee and a blazer. I know that everyone already knows that blazers are a really classic piece in your wardrobe, but I recently brought one with me for the first time on our trip to Europe, and I wear it constantly. So it's a great thing to pack, and it can help transform your travel wardrobe, especially when you're only packing in a carry-on.
Well, it goes without saying that Heather will always look more fashionable than me when we fly, but I've tried my best recently. I've cut out the sweatpants and stuff like that when we fly. And for me and for guys, I think the most important thing is layering, as Heather kind of alluded to with women as well, because you don't know what the temperature is going to be on your flight. You don't want to get cold. You don't want to get too hot. So I always start with just a regular t-shirt. I usually follow that up by some sort of long sleeve, light t-shirt. And then, like I mentioned before, I always bring a sweatshirt, or usually it's my soft shell fleece. I have an L.L. Bean soft shell fleece, but there's tons out there. North Face, any regular soft shell fleece you can bring. That's going to keep you warm enough no matter how cold it is. And if you are too hot, you can always take it off, and then you can always use a pillow as well. We didn't mention that we bring travel pillows because we don't usually bring travel pillows to fly with us because they take up too much room. So it's nice to have those pieces that you can use as a pillow when you're in a pinch. Not to get too personal here, but for boxers, I always recommend sweat wicking boxers. They're actually the only boxers I ever wear anymore at any time, but for flights, they're especially helpful. They're really comfortable. You know, either the Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Reebok, whatever it is, those type of athletic boxers that are sweat wicking are perfect for flying. And for pants, it really depends where I'm leaving from and where I'm headed to. But if you need more room in your carry-on, if you're only packing on a carry-on and you don't have a lot of space, obviously, then you can put pants on and bring shorts with you because they're going to take up less space. Or if it's just cold, I'll wear regular khakis. But generally, I prefer to wear shorts because they're just more comfortable on flights. I like wearing shorts more instead. And lastly, for shoes, I always mention, it's a crazy thing, but I always try to wear closed-toed shoes. They keep me warmer, and in a pinch, or if we're in a, you know, any type of issue, I can, you know, run away or be more agile or anything like that. So always try to wear some sort of closed-toed shoes, not usually sneakers, maybe some sort of like slip-on shoes or something like that. So there you have it, guys. Yeah, some sort of loafer. Our top 20 things we always bring in a carry-on. Also, our perfect traveling outfits. I'd really love to make this a community effort and hear your suggestions. So let us know what your essentials are for when you fly by heading over to extrapackofpeanuts.com/flying essentials. Leave us a comment on that post. I'm sure there's a lot of things we missed out that you guys have that we don't know about and that we'll want to include later when we travel on our carry-ons. So thanks again. Leave a comment on that. extrapackofpeanuts.com/flying essentials. Guys, thanks so much for listening today and for all the support, especially all the support during our podcast Gluttony Month. This is our second week. If you love what we're doing, remember, you're going to get a show every single weekday, Monday through Friday, for the entire month of September. So let us know. You can leave us a review on iTunes, leave us reviews on Stitcher. If you leave us a review on iTunes, we may just give you a shout out at the end of the show. Today's review comes from Raving Cutie. I swear, EPOP listeners, you guys have the greatest name. Raving Cutie writes,
"First, I have to say that the content of EPOP is fabulous. There's a lot of variety, and Trav excels at crafting an interesting interview. I found myself enjoying episodes on topics I originally had no interest in learning about. Secondly, this podcast is easy on the ears. Often, when I listen to other podcasts, I can't help but notice audio shortcomings, but not with EPOP. It's smooth sailing and a great listen all the way through. Keep up the good work."
Thanks, Raven Cutie, and to everyone listening, thanks for joining us today. Until tomorrow,
happy free travels!